happened is that it's made in 1980, that's in 1915, so it's just out of the control mechanisms of copyright control law. So I'm going to release elements and go online. I already have some.
And tell that it's just a slight little bit sharp right there, not much, but it's still an A, then this is also one of the skills of perfect pitch. The ability to judge the sharpness or flatness.
They combine the nuclear pressure of the atoms.
Now, anybody can judge sharpness or flatness if you have something to compare it with. If I had a tuning fork right here and I played that A, then anybody could tell it's just a little bit sharp or something like that. But what I'm talking about is just hearing the one tone. Just this. Is it a little sharp or a little flat? So this is also part of the ability of perfect pitch. But basically, it's just color hearing. If we can hear these sound colors and we can recognize them, then this is the ability of perfect pitch. It's so very simple.
Now's the time to say goodbye to all our kind friends.
Every situation is different, except you. You're the conscious creation. Conscious is sympathetic magic. Sympathetic magic. Conscious creation. Technique. Technique. Conscious creation. Spirit magic. Spirit magic. Conscious creation.
They're dead set against the Devdonesi here. Nun is like the Alemans who all love one another and are as close as my crossed fingers. But here at Gamondio, if we see someone from Bergoglio, it makes our balls spin. But now back to my story of when I was in the Frescata woods there, especially when there's real fog, when you can't see the tip of your nose and things appear all of a sudden, and you don't see them coming, then I have visions like that time when I saw the unicorn, and the other time when I saw Saint Badolino, who spoke to me and said, "Son of a whore, you're going to hell," because the unicorn story goes like this. Everybody knows that to hunt a unicorn, you have to put a girl who's still a virgin at the foot of a tree, and the animal smells the virgin's smell and comes and puts his head in her lap. So I took Bergoglio's Nina, who had come with her father to buy my father's cow, and I said to her, "Come into the woods with me."
I thought I was being a bit wet, you know, and that I'd just torn a ligament or something. I tried to stand on it. And I felt all the bone go and all grating and everything, and I knew it was broken then.
concept, because I think Birth of a Nation is one of those classics that almost no one has seen. So it's a kind of real education rather than re-education about it. I think so many people put off by the movie itself, or have heard about it, and haven't taken the time to look at it, that this is actually a way of drawing attention to what the movie did in the first place.
In a good way?
In a bad way. Many times I see the movie, but anyway, take a huge part. The title is such a large shadow of the nation, and it's always going to hang, and I think people are frightened off by it, and they have to see it. It is a part of the history.
Elvis, thanks for being with us. Nice to hear.
The look that he gave to me sticks in my mind. This look of shock and desperation and sort of terror, really. Lots of things in this single look.
Out. This is called the Mino problem. Right? How can you seek for something you don't know anything about? How could you recognize it when you find it if you don't know anything about it? And the answer to this Mino problem is Plato's doctrine of recollection. Plato, through Socrates, and now, at this point, by the way, Socrates is beginning to appear as a mouthpiece for Plato's teaching. We're no longer getting Socrates, the Athenian character who's involved in critical inquiry and so on. We're getting Socrates as a mouthpiece of Plato's views. So how are we going to find this stuff? How are we going to recognize what we're looking for?
You got a microphone? Ray, could you take a mic real quick?
It's working now. I can't believe it. It's actually... It wouldn't start. It was stuck. Unbelievable.
I mean, by changing it, I smashed it, which is good for cassettes when you need to be whacked on the side.
Well, I tried this other cassette on it. Let's try it with this cassette. Another call, okay? Well, it's working now.
Well, Bob Dobbs is a real nice guy. Send a dollar to the P.O. box, he'll get you high. Yeah, Bob Dobbs is a real nice guy. Send a buck to the box and he'll get you high.
We make faster.
The box number is.
Your own version. So.
Second example, that was just isolated guitar solo. Then I put that between tracks because a lot of kids will then put that on their computer and then mix it themselves over a beat or a rhythm. So part of the album is finished tracks and the other part is elements so that people can remix or change the end.
And he said, are you okay? I think it did occur to me to say, yeah, I'm fine. I'm stupid. I think I said no.
Question myself. I know I'm always right. If I come to the conclusion, it is the right conclusion. It is the absolute conclusion.
Simony is not a word that we in contemporary times use much. It means literally buying and selling church offices for personal profit. For Dante, it means using sacred things for profane ends. And it is the main thing he wants to accuse the Pope of. He gets down there and there's a pope named Nicholas III upside down in what looks like a baptismal font with his legs kicking in agony on fire, being baptized, anti-baptized by fire.
It's from the album.
And if somebody wanted to use something from one of your CDs for something that... executives. Do they have to ask your permission? Do you care about that?
Well, there are some rights reserved, yeah. You know, that's my favorite phrase from Lawrence Lessig's kind of Creative Commons scene. And basically, I'm trying to encourage people to think of DJ culture as 21st century folk
culture, meaning exchange is part of the process. And if you think about early forms of folk music, you know, everybody knew the same song, so they could easily just kind of do their own version and without having the FBI show up at your doorstep.
I think about this thing. The more I think of it, I don't know what in the hell. It looks like me we're getting into another Korea. It just worries the hell out of me. I don't see what we can ever hope to get out of there with.
Classification, we subjected it to careful editing to eliminate elements which we might consider in questionable taste. It was reviewed by an experienced...
He's talking to National Security Advisor McGeorge Bundy.
I don't think it's worth fighting for, and I don't think we can get out. And it's just the biggest damn mess.
It is. It's an awful mess.
...than the industry code. We are sensitive to the concerns which prompted your letter and assure you that this network will continue to adhere to the high standards we have maintained throughout the years.
Plato, through Socrates, suggests it's like recollecting. It's like remembering something that you had forgotten, but you once knew it. You know what that's like, right? You used to know it, and in some sense you still know it because you can recollect it. But at the moment, it's escaping your mind. You're trying to remember a word, you're trying to remember a face, a name, a telephone number. You know that number. You do know it. You're sure you know it, but at the moment you can't recall. That's what it's like trying to see the form. You know it. You're sure you know it. That's why you can ask intelligent questions about it. That's why you can seek it. That's why you'll recognize it when you see it.
Jung studied the persona. You all know about this stuff? Carl Jung coined the term persona to describe the social mask that we construct over the top of our true personalities to interface with others in the world. The persona smooths over and conceals our rough edges, insecurities, and other personal deficiencies. Different personas are used for different roles in life. The role you play largely determines the persona used. Example, how to drive a Mercedes-Benz. I once was talking to someone, successful mortgage guy down in San Diego that I used to know, and he was telling me that he went in with a gal that he knows who was buying a new Mercedes down in San Diego. And when she went in, she was looking at one of the new S500s or something, you know, big car, $100,000 vehicle. And she got in to sit down, and she was, you know, starting the car or whatever, and the salesman said, "Oh, no, no, that's not the way that you drive a Mercedes." She said, "What are you talking about?" And he said, "No, no, no, you sit back, and you hold your head up and your nose back like this when you drive a Mercedes." And she was like, "Oh, really? This really happened. This is the way to drive a Mercedes." I think a lot of people that drive those cars learned that.
Well, we're going to fly across the Pacific from Japan to the left coast to San Francisco, where the Jefferson Airplane were taking a slightly different approach to their music. The songs were stretching out. There was a little more instrumental play involved in their music. So in their 27-minute set that's coming up now, which is from the Fillmore Auditorium in San Francisco, October 2nd, 1966, there are only 6 songs. So you can sort of see the difference. Now, this is early 1966 as well, early in the history of the Jefferson Airplane. Grace Slick, not yet a member of the band. Senia Anderson, still the female singer in this band, but the rest of the lineup, much as it was forever and ever, Marty Balin on vocals, and you have Norm McAlkin and Jack Cassidy and Paul Kantner, and drummer was...
Do this and we'll do that in form. But images of the desire, of things we will do, of places we will go, of things that will happen.
traveled to the planet Venus, as she put it. She had actually traveled
in
to
a bubble
Venus
burst
in its prototypical state.
Sure, I'm glad I stayed up for this. How about you? That's right. Unless you send $20 in the next hour, we'll continue with this till 7 in the morning.
Nothing else will be remembered in that place for its strange sunset. It looked like the end of the world.
Stands naked and screamed over making crow noises to himself. He wants to fly. There's a boarded up brownstone where loneliness and four-legged loved ones kneel deep in their own waste, praying frozen prayers. There's a guy in Milwaukee Avenue who pimps out the destitute, gathers up all their styrofoam cups at the end of the day, counts to change like a nursery rhyme. The girl across the way is dying. They forced a part of her through the junkyard fence and held her there for the dogs. Cavalier Ignorance has a spastic hand and starter's jacket to walk your fear home warm. And the girls on North Avenue, they got an innocence about them they hide from themselves. And another man wants to show me the muscle in his eyes. And another man wants to show me the...
Cause we love. Out of that love. Creating those images and a lot of relationships, loving relationships, from friendships to business, to parent, child, child-parent, to family, to friends, to intimates of a different nature, often become at sufferance, often suffer.
Information. Whose side are you on? That would be telling.
For the lack of images. All we have are memories.
Maybe they teach it at the thing. But that's the persona of how to drive a Mercedes. You notice when certain people think they're really cool, they behave in a different way. So we create these social masks. We construct them to interface with other people, with the world, with different situations, depending on what role we think we're supposed to be playing. When you first meet another person, you meet their persona. As you get to
you're not being ready to ask big favors from God.
Yeah.
Simply means you've surrendered your free will to God and God, do what you like. Do what you like with this object which you have created.
Yeah, but it's not complete. I mean, there is always this desire about to come out and then it sort of... I mean, I want to ask this, but then...
Therefore, the involved wanting to beg... is an involvement.
Yeah.
But it just cut off. Quite right. That's what I'm saying. It gets, the involvement gets cut off.
I don't know where on 10, scale of 10, but it's quite confusing because you are neither there, neither. I mean, it's.
Yes. Therefore, my point is, accept the confusion. Accept the confusion. Accept that the involvement still happens. All right, accept it. Fighting involvement is the problem. If there is involvement, up to seven, up to six, accept it.
Can I confess something else?
Please.
Earlier when I first came, there was a sense of reverence to you as a person.
Yeah.
Now, though there is gratitude to you as a person, I don't feel any dependence in the sense that there is a gratitude in terms of what you have done.
Gratitude arises.
Yeah. But I don't feel dependent in the sense that...
Your name, you say that?
Ashwin.
Ashwin. Gratitude arises, but Ashwin is not sure that he feels great gratitude to Ramesh.
We have our reasons why. Growing stale, the reasons growing old, the memories. And love dies. Love doesn't, but the love can die. Reasons, memories, images.
We want information. Information. Information.
Muscle in his eyes. And another man wants to show me the muscle in his eyes. And it's Sunday. And God's people are out on Chicago Avenue screaming shit at me. It's the rapture and I don't get to fly. It's a bullet hole from God and the rat shit green and bruised is the skin of the city closing its hands around my throat.
Possession of unregistered machine guns.
Get it? By hook or by crook, we will.
And my father's last stereotypes fell. Larry and Dillard visited my father in the hospital as he lay in a coma. One night, Larry relieved my mother for a few hours so she could go home and get some rest. And it was Larry who held my father's hand and said goodbye as he died. We laid him to rest in the Washburn Street Cemetery.
I broke my leg.
Oh. Immediately, I mean, I just doom, really. I thought, God, you know, like we're stuffed.
Fun. They're a great time. You can't wait till it happens because they're buying signals. You go, oh, testing, right on. She digs me. Yeah. Okay. That's when you can look right through all this surface stuff and a woman tests you and you just smile at her and you go, yeah. Okay. Now, do you guys get what's going on when I say you can just smile at her and go, yeah, and that could go in there and push that button from way out here, remote control, doink? Animals test all other animals for dominance.
One of my favorite calls
is the one we made from the last look. This. You know, one of my favorite calls is one that we made just recently that we made to Gail. I can't read your fucking writing. It was a call we made to Gail, whose mother set her up on a dirty Friday.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. It seems that her daughter really wanted a job badly.
Oh, you betcha.
And we called up with some very, very hideous news for her.
And an idea of another kind of job.
What I love families that kick a person when they're down. Now,
oh, man.
Your old mom called up.
And nobody can kick you like a family member.
I want you to sting my daughter this morning. Her name is Gail.
So Gail's mom is trying to sting her on Dirty Friday?
Yeah, says Gail's been unemployed for a while.
Yeah.
She has a chance to get a really good job. I guess she's been to a few job interviews. They sent her for the tests that they do for the company. Apparently the company that's hiring her has drug tests.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Gail thinks she has this job. She's hyped. She's excited, and it pays some pretty big bucks, too.
Looking forward to finally being among the ranks of the employed here in the Bay Area.
So we're going to have fun with her this morning.
Calling Gail
on Dirty Friday.
So actually, filling a couple of themes here on Dirty Friday, kicking somebody when they're down, and always stinging the ones you love.
Absolutely.
Gail's mom here to set her up.
Hello?
Let's get out of this now. It did come into my mind, just thinking, if he slips off the side of the mountain now, then I can just clear off, you know, and leave him and get myself down, and I won't have to have the all the hassle of trying to deal with him and the situation we're in.
By others too, because it marked the first appearance in the place of the second poet of Saffron Park. For a long time, a red-haired revolutionary had reigned without a rival. It was upon the night of the sunset that I, Gabriel Syme, ended his solitude.
Mr. Syme, you say you are a poet of law. I say you are a contradiction in terms. An artist is identical with an anarchist.
Mr. Gregory, it is things going right that is poetical. Our digestions, for instance, going sacredly and silently right. The most poetical thing in the world is not being sick.
Really, Mr. Syme, the examples you choose.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Gregory. I forgot we had abolished all conventions.
You don't expect me to revolutionize society on this lawn.
Oh, no, I don't, but I suppose that if you were serious about your anarchism, that is exactly what you would do.
Don't you think then that I'm serious about my anarchism?
I beg your pardon.
Am I not serious about my anarchism?
I strolled away.
The officers, what's happened to him? We're all talking funny. Somebody check the tape. The dictator. He was not the one we were sent for.
The incubator. That allow love. The wounds. That allow love to be born new.
Down on your knees. For the crimes of the mighty show.
What?
Now, show. Thank you.
Are you still there? Yes, you have survived part one of the listener termination experiment.
No. Stop it right there. This is a radio show. What are you talking about? This is a radio show here. You can't be talking about that.
This is fried. This is broiled.
No, I don't care, honey.
Stop your pessimizing.
And then, a fourth letter. A fourth step in the progression.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
You gave me these painkillers, which were effectively headache tablets.
And he didn't really talk about anything. It was almost as if he, you know, he knew what this meant. He knew that.
If you listen really carefully, it actually doesn't sound like crying at all. It sounds more like porn. No one sounds like that when they cry. No one. The thing about films is, it's so, life's just better in the films, isn't it? Just everything. But the main thing I love about the films is whatever happens to a character, good or bad, they've got music to mark the occasion, don't they? They've got like a soundtrack to their life. And I think we should do that for each other. You know, mark the every little day occasions. So if you see a couple, you know, walking along, holding hands, probably before they get to know each other, go up to them. My endless love. Like a film, see? No, you're right. It can get a bit tricky. And they're like, who's that, Robert? Just run. Particularly if you're just down there and she's in an Umbro top, she was a vicious little thing. Okay, that's not the best example. If you see a girl walking down a dark alley late at night, well, that's quite film-like. Tiptoe up behind her, as close as you can get. That is definitely like a film, but the best thing about it is you'll freak her out so much she's not going to walk down there again, is she? You may have saved.
Who are you? The new number two. Who is number one? You are number six.
To the regions out of the memories, out of the images. Allow. Pure, clear.
So nice and
good. It's lifted beyond the reasons why, beyond the memories, beyond the images, to a place, to a space, to a realization, recognition, realization, however you term it.
I'm waking up every day, smiling around every day.
It's almost as if he, you know, he knew. This man, he knew that. This man, he knew that, and I knew that he was going to.
Over here in courtside, working for the network, even though it's a smaller network, it's bigger than every other thing around, something you want to get into. So I've got a big board over here with a guy who knows how to jack into it. And I got all kinds of tech back there and coverage, all kinds of feeds, you know, all that institutional kind of stuff. Nothing wrong with it, you know. It's
with George Norrie.
Well, if you're into archaeology,
selling product. And, you know, making coin, cracking heads off camera. Part of the AT&T heritage here in the U.S. 100 Years of Murder. Keeping the environment safe for capital commerce. Coin in the bank. Papers in the safe, which is, you know, digital now. Secure, secure offline, kind of underground bunker, gold in Fort Knox kind of a thing. Just doing the game here courtside, although I'm not on the mic doing the game. I'm just plugged into the network and under contract, getting paid and keeping my mouth and my asshole shut. As per the regs and the fine print and the getting paid kind of contract thing. Most people don't even, you know, talk about it after 6 months or so. But I'm new here. Backstage access, all pass, kind of get in there, get free food, and sell my soul like so many calories in the anal probe. Feeds up the ass. I got feeds over here.
One woman who's not going to end up on fire.
Feeds over there.
Good morning, is Gail.
Copper said, if I keep following old ladies down
there. Get access.
You do your bit.
And I'm backing in. Just backing in. Beeps are masked out because this is a professional kind of operation.
I mean, you could have said something like, I'm just going to go and get some help. And I've gone, right, yeah.
And left briefly, but with surprise and with a curious pleasure, I found a red-headed young lady still in my company. It was Rosamond, Gregory's sister.
Mr. Syme, do the people who talk like you and my brother often mean what they say? Do you mean what you say now?
My dear Miss Gregory, when you say thank you for the salt, do you mean what you say? No. When you say the world is round, do you mean what you say? No, it's quite true, but you don't mean it.
Is he really an anarchist?
Only in that sense I speak of, or if you prefer it, in that nonsense.
He wouldn't really use bombs and that sort of thing.
Oh, good Lord, no. That has to be done anonymously. I strolled with her to a seat in the corner of the garden, and I defended respectability with violence and exaggeration. I grew passionate in my praise of tidiness and propriety. All the time there was a smell of lilac around me, and once I heard, very faintly in some distant street, a barrel organ begin to play, and it seemed to me that my heroic words were moving to a tiny...
Yeah, I mean, I got drama, docs going on, foreign feed, people from other countries here don't speak English, so I get those frequent flyer corporate miles and have those layovers overseas. I can plug in and get stuff. People who know the lay of the land, they speed it all up for me. There's no entry fee, ramping up or learning curve. I am in, man. I figure I'm only work here a few years.
The sex thing.
You know, and then cash out. I know that could be dangerous. Could be dangerous.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
So it's not without its risk and so forth. But I feel confident. And after all, this is a 9/11 kind of a matrix spread Yeah, I mean, it is a matrix. You can live through it. It is toxic, but it takes about 70 plus years these days to drop completely out of sight off the game board. But like any matrix, it will nourish you and keep you alive, allow you to organically flow continuous till the end of that cycle. We gotta be in some kind of matrix apparently to jump over and cross-cut cross-town traffic kind of thing. So I am told. Although it is a nexus point for my martyrhood, my jumping off into the abyss of self-doubt and into dark black negative and off a effective game board, but still in a matrix. Just pain, suffering, and some of the dark things, but we all have those, and I'm working through it, but man, post 9/11, it's like I'm afraid to show my face above ground during even darkness hours. 9/11 in America being one of the most embarrassing and humiliating, quite frankly, one of the ugliest psychological moments for Western man. And it's why is an American life more important than any other kind of life? I don't know, but it is. To the exponential here. It's like urban renewal one day in Baghdad, and you can't get over it, for fucking sakes. It's like we're all the Pope, if you will.
Corrupt, and I'm speaking of the Chiang Kai-shek region, was so corrupt that eventually the general populace were at the place where they were saying, well, why not give communism a chance? Communism couldn't be any worse than this, so why not give communism a chance? And that is what China did. It gave communism a chance. Dr. Schwarz has pointed out to you that it is not the ignoramuses that embraced communism first. It is the intellectuals. This was the case in China. And the producing of that attitude of mind, of give communism a chance, was one of the most powerful jobs that the intellectuals of China were able to do. They got in amongst the students. The students were the most ardent. Always, of course, the student wants to lead his generation. And when the Chinese communist students started to go out for their summer holidays, spreading far and wide the communist message that they learned in the universities, a message which was to bring about a new China, to produce that regenerated nation of which Dr. Fred Schwarz spoke to us. It was then that the general populace accepted, and the editorial staffs of the newspapers soon caught on. The communists had their editors in almost every newspaper across the country, just as they wormed their way into the editorial staffs of our newspapers over here. I recommend to you that you watch your newspapers. I recommend to you that in every city, especially now, let me speak of Long Beach and Los Angeles.
I knew there wasn't any help. It would have been an easy way for him to say it.
Of loving. For no reason at all. I love this person. But there are no reasons why. But there are no reasons why. What were the reasons so long ago are now the whats. They're kind, they're generous, they're entertaining, they're fun. Long ago, that's why. But that's no longer why. That's what. I love about you, but not why.
seeing you.
It don't matter to me no way, no how. I'm right here, Jack, fool, in the middle, so no way it's gonna matter to me. And I ain't digging one of those concrete coffins, no backyard mausoleum, to keep me a pickle sweet aplenty, plied with sardines and pork sausage wieners, living out the chance that some bubble flesh victim will come puckered up and scabby-lipped to kiss me in the name of a new mankind. Oh no, not me. I want that radio transmitter nuclear guidance system stuck right here in my pocket. Better yet, stitch the thing under my skin.
Hey!
I want the first world, third world, east, west, Baghdad, Beirut, Chinese, Tehran to tune in, lock on, and lift off. And before I make like the vapors, before I say hello there, Flash, goodbye, I'm gonna run like Walter Payton, transcontinental, with one of those long bullets building speed behind me. I'm gonna jump rivers like a King Colossal Jesse Owens. I'm gonna hurdle cities like Seth Green hurdle cities. Beep beeping and a zoom zooming, scrambling the midair early alerts, busting through the sandbag barricades, toppling the do not enters, zigzagging the checkpoint Charlie zebras, a crazy legged jack fool with a 20 megaton shadow.
Never turn blue. South Australian, I always knew that prunes never turn blue. In the harsher version, I always knew that prunes never turn blue.
I couldn't put my finger on it, really, why I thought something had happened. And I started to think, is one of them dead, or are both of them dead?
Poem, you know, how do I love thee? Let me count the ways.
The animation is done in 3D vector graphics design programs that let you dig into a scene and really make what I've done is apply movement schematics and blueprints to each character, so they're assigned a kind of a blueprint or flowchart, so to speak, of their actions. To animate that takes a certain program, then to edit it back in takes a certain program. So it's a lot of making these different softwares talk to one another.
Beep beeping as he crisscrosses the sprinkler swishing no man's lawn, trampling down the manicured hedgerows, pouring on the speed as he heads up his hallelujah touchdown drive.
I don't know. Come on.
My dog didn't disappear.
Come on, you come on.
We have to do the show ourselves.
I gotta go. We'll talk later. See ya.
Here we go. If you'll be pleased, everybody.
Look out. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Oh, oh.
is great. Oh, look, it's so real looking. It looks amazing.
We're back from the shadows again. Out where the engine's your friend. Where the vegetables are green. And you can pee right into the street. We're back from the shadows again.
Howdy, everybody. I'm the Whispering Squash.
And I'm the Lonesome Bee.
And I'm Artie Choke. And I'm just a joke. So don't be afraid, little partners.
Because we're just holy ground.
But what about them? What about those people sitting out there? What are they doing?
Yeah.
Can't be much, Beat. Nobody's working.
Nobody excepting us. And I'm getting pretty tired of standing here with a bunch of geeks a-gawking at us.
Oh, now you keep it sweet, Beat.
Oh, listen to your leafy.
Hold it, boys. Fighting's out of style.
Right.
And fun's where the fair's at. In the future, that is. You can bet your roots foot. It's tons of fun.
I mean, anybody who's into film knows whenever you finish a scene, you now have to render it. But you have to remember with Griffin, he edited the whole thing by hand using cut-up techniques on cellulose.
Look, up in the sky!
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Whether you'll ever make it, if I don't, Bay Window, just alongside the Rose Garden, outside the whitest house of all, hoping that some auspicious occasion has got just about every politician on this soon-to-be-gone face of the earth eating caviar like balloon heads at the longest table in the world, just cautious enough, just conservative enough to consider 10 more seconds of protocol before making the inquiry. Say, George, who is that guy dashing across the lawn?
'Great that you bring that up. One of my recent favorite films is called Gunner's Palace, and it's set in Baghdad, and it's a documentary where a filmmaker went and hung out with some of the younger infantrymen in Baghdad. And there's one scene in the film where the soldier's about to raid, and this is real life, actually. I mean, it's a real documentary, yeah. But they're about to raid a compound of a certain wanted sheikh, and they decide the tanks have their own sound systems, so they're like, yo, let's do a psyops, dude. You know, you gotta remember these are 18-year-old kids giving an
Even if one of them's dead, not which one do I want to be dead, but if one comes back.
Hunt the unicorn. Then I put her under the tree because I was sure she was a virgin. And I said to her, sit still like this and spread your legs to make room for the animal's head. And she asked, spread like this? And I said, there, right there. And I touched her, and she began making some noises like a nanny goat dropping a kid.
of the heliocentric universe has been accepted, and it was accepted because it is more beautiful.
Run the last 50 yards at low altitude toward their faceful and daytime. Boy, this sure looks good banquet inside the checkerboard mullions, which I crash through, catching the wizards of world peace and power eye to eye as I belly slide atop the table, spewing beef stroganoff and vichyssoise onto their tuxedo.
It is a wonderful guidepost. It's a wonderful motivator.
Shield on the ground now.
Testing my final ballot in their careers of being someplace else safe when the ball's up in the air coming down.
I want it to be. It's kind of quite cold to say it, but I guess it would rather it had been Simon.
I thought, oh, well, he's not leaving.
I calmed down a bit and, you know, managed to sort of focus myself again to think about how we were going to get, you know, how I was going to get him down the mountain.
In the end, if it doesn't fit the facts, you have to throw it out.
Down, down, beeping like holy fire.
Rebecca.
Yes, that was wonderful. Hitchcock's Oscar winner. What a picture.
Last night, I dreamt I went to Mandalay again. I passed like a spirit, twisting and turning down the endless drive of painted trees, and oh, there it was, Mandalay, secretive and silent. Oh, I thought I saw a light in the window, the west wing, but moonlight can play cruel tricks. Suddenly a cloud like a dark hand. We can never go back. But I do go. I do. I do go back. It all began for me in the south of France. I was strolling along the high bluffs with my sketch pad when I saw him. It was windy, and I think he was wearing a bowler hat. I know his chin was deeply cleft.
It was a false chin, of course.
And he had an almost non-existent moustache.
Airbrushed in, actually.
And, an indistinguishable nose.
Ah, the nose, regrettably, was real. We had it replaced later, Vivian and I. She was mad, you know, like you.
He was standing on the very edge of a cliff. Strangely, I could see the mad surf pounding on the rocks below him.
From my POV, of course. That Hitchcock was a bloody genius.
And I'm afraid I called out. No, stop.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, I thought you were going to jump.
Oh, you did you?
Mm.
I suppose you're just a girl, just out walking with your sketch pad, just hoping to see a cleft. I mean a cliff. Like this one?
Well,
get on with it.
Yes. I ran all the way back to the hotel. I was in Monte Carlo for the season with an American woman named Edith Van Hopper. I was working for her as a paid companion.
How rotten for you.
And there you were, staying at the hotel.
He travels fastest who travels alone.
Mrs. Van Hopper introduced you to me.
Oh, it's Max de Winter. I haven't seen you since you won a minor Balkan Republic at the roulette table in Newport last season. This is my paid companion. She doesn't have a name.
Hello.
Mark Riley.
Hi.
It's Air America Radio. It's Morning Sedition. My guest in the studio is somebody I've known for probably, what, 20
years? 20 years. I'm 20 years. I'm 21. 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 I'm
21. Comedy Central. He's been on Conan O'Brien.
How many times?
We discussed between us what we were going to have to do. We said, well, we've got two roads that are 150 feet long, and if we tied them together, we've got a 300-foot road with a knot in the middle of it. So if I tied to one end and Simon tied to the other, in theory, he'd lower me down 300 feet.
Subtle placement on my website. I like that. It's so much better when you bring it up than when I go, hey, I have a website.
Is it toddberry.com?
Let me try to remember. Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
I'm one of those guys who pretends they're not self-promotional.
Tiny tune from under or beyond the world. In the wild events which were to follow, this girl had no part at all. I never saw her again until all my tale was over. And yet, in some indescribable way, she kept recurring like a motive in music through all those mad adventures afterwards. And the glory of her strange hair ran like a red thread through those dark and ill-drawn tapestries of the night. For what followed was so improbable that it might well have been a dream. When I left the party and went out into the starlit street, I found Gregory waiting for me.
Mr. Symes.
Mr. Gregory.
This evening you succeeded in doing something rather remarkable. You did something to me that no man has ever succeeded in doing before. You irritated me.
I'm very sorry.
There is only one way by which that insult can be erased, and that way I choose. I am going at the possible sacrifice of my life and honor to prove to you that you are wrong in what you said.
In what I said?
You said I was not serious about being an anarchist. Mr. Syme, may I ask you to swear by whatever gods or saints your religion involves that you will not reveal what I am now going to tell you to any son of Adam, and especially not to the police? Will you swear that? If you will consent to burden your soul with a vow that you should never make and a knowledge you should never dream about, I will promise you in return...
You will promise me in return...
I will promise you a very entertaining evening.
Your offer is far too idiotic to be declined. You say that a poet is always an anarchist. I disagree, but I hope at least that he is always a sportsman. Permit me here and now to swear that as a Christian and to promise as a good comrade and a fellow artist that I will not report any of this, whatever it is, to the police.
Thank you.
fucking stick this shit to some niggas, because he know that anytime you stick some shit to some niggas, it's gonna stay stuck.
Discriminately say, hey, we're trading this guy. If someone comes along and they've got a price that we think was worthy, and we decided that two number ones was, and they came along and met that price, then we would consider doing it. And it was an organizational decision, and when everything came into place and we got the two number ones from Tampa, we had a consensus of five people talking about it, and we looked at the options and we decided to pull the trigger.
I couldn't really get anchors to lower him from, but it didn't matter. What I did was cut a bucket in the snow, sit in that, brace myself.
And I sort of lay down between his legs.
You've done a...
Okay, let's go.
And Simon started lowering me.
Me, finally having my day. Me, finally having my say.
Or was that just a majority?
There were different opinions on what to do, but in the end, you have to defer to the coach and the owner on what they...
Bruce Babcock's Commodity Traders Consumer Report. He interviewed all of us hotshots. You know, we all, to the man or woman, said, was my greatest mistake was I didn't stay with the moves long enough.
Come on now! You're the next contestant!
He may not be Mr. Right, but he is certainly Mr. Smooth.
You know what he's on probation for? I ain't got a clue. Possession of unregistered machine guns.
Damn.
Stop identity thieves before they ruin all you work for.
I had a couple of meals in a row.
drinks about 2.5 times. Plenty more if I want. Live in a completely molded plastic pod. Hard plastic, you know, the good kind. Like they perfected in the 40s, since slid down from there.
I'd lower him one rope length, 150 feet, and then the knot would come up between the two ropes. Now, the knot would not go through the belay plates.
So he would stop me. I would stand on my left leg, my good leg, so that I could get the weight off the rope. It gave him enough slack to be able to unclip the rope, thread the rope back through the lowering device with a knot on the other side.
Ready for in-depth information from our free do-it-yourself brochures. Get ready for Advanced TV, our exclusive in-store video network.
Will have you dad told me you were going to work on body practice today. In no time.
Me, sliding up to the five-star director of all this crap.
And then I get up in that plastic injection matrix mold pod.
Me, prying into their bewildered something fucked up faces. Beep, 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 zoom, boom.
Get into work on the front-headed vacuum tube. Perfected in the 40s. Come down since then. Get into work. Jack into all those channels. A couple of network meetings, meetings with managers, and a couple of meetings all condensed into one meeting. Have my adapter. Adapters, hubs and stuff. Hard plastic cases.
Well, it was an obvious answer to it. Literally, Billy was dragging. It really looked disheartened.
It's boring.
A lot of clicking noises.
A ski resort, something like that. So I had to get out. I made reservations to go to 7 or 8 different African countries. And I found out that at the time I was supposed to come, that there were CIA squads waiting for me to come.
Is so rich, so flavorful. It doesn't lose its noises. Flavor in cooking.
It's okay, it's corporate.
I go to the RA, the KEO center with my sister.
Mutual
said.
Funds, one jacked up each ass.
And the sex fiends all sit. A
couple
together.
On my rod, swinging free.
They're all guys 5 feet tall or under. And this one guy. They call him the rabbit.
He's been there longer than the average person and is way ahead on the kios and stuff. The vetting and the options. Car payments 1.5 time ahead of even a guy that's ahead of me. Chris, I just got here. I don't know what I'm... talking about, but sure feels good though. Yeah, 9/11 was such an atrocity. I blink amongst my inner selves, dare to face even the vague recollection that it ever actually happened. Shudder and stunt my way through the down ramp period where I can unload that. Shunt it off. If I had a kid, I'd osmotic on him, but haven't done that yet. Guy ahead of me has, though. He's way ahead of me.
We're doing so well. Now you're being simply foolish. Couldn't get you anywhere, you know? Go back before it's too late. Go back before it's too late.
New metaphysics also. Still got that candle in the wind over there. I'm going to have some money machines in place, even if I have to use synesthesia to keep track of them all. And some of them don't even pay any money at all. At least not according to the current model. That's one up in the right-hand corner. A little X in the bottom footnote area, which is like a special footnote. It's not for everyone. Jesus. www.newmetaphysics.com. Riding with the Cisco Kid. We're just riding to the left or the right of the screen. It's like a period piece. You know, where you have reality minus 89% of things and stuff, and it still isn't interesting. Because I don't know what would make that supposedly interesting in the first place. It's all that big swinging dicks around here. It's like stepping into the wrong Cineplex, of course. Cliched by now, but...
7 minutes will be reserved. A minute.
Gary at newmetaphysics.com. I'd give you my corporate email, but, you know, it's... makes carnivore look like a gleeful lunge. So we'll just stick with the avocational comm line, if you will. Not for tracking on the big board with the agents, the funds to fuck the little guys, trying to get where the big guy. Trying to get. Of course, there are guys up there. There are men on top. So I am told. Of course, it could just be dis-in.
Mistake, I got off the plane in Afghanistan.
Big mistake, Doc. Big mistake.
Think it. I don't know. Someone else does it for me.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Yeah, it has something to do with my name. You got all kinds of stuff up there, though. Don't you have one of those sort of cutting-edge websites?
Excuse the background noise. I'm letting you in since I have a real job now. Finally old enough to sell my soul and live to sell my soul. Peel it off. Kind of like a circumcision. Well past menopause. Which there is. Tried to avoid it. But it's being a binaural reality VR. Can get a little wet around the gills. It's just holographic, you know. You never really lose any entrails. They sort of hang around.
Well, the
rabbit's
problem is that he propositions every woman he sees. He just walks up and asks them to go to bed with him. I think that's very honest, I'd say. Some very greasy characters use a roundabout approach. Maybe so, he said, but it's still gotten a rabbit into trouble. In fact, he said, the rabbit saw a woman at the center, and he walked up to her and said, will you go to bed with me? And the woman said no, and the rabbit said, I'll give you a dollar. Then all the sex fiends went into this room to masturbate. And the rabbit was working away when the therapist walked in and he tried to rape her. Yeah, what happened? Oh, she just pushed him off and walked out.
I intend to discover who are the prisoners and who are the warders.
Boys, take this one and bank it in Switzerland.
And a sound system in a tank, and they're about to raid a compound. So they put on Wagner's Flight of the Valkyries as if they were in the movie Apocalypse Now. And the thing is, Coppola took that from, guess what, Birth of a Nation, because Griffiths had written that during the ride of the Klansmen they should play Wagner. So these kinds of weird kind of connections and tropes seem to keep popping up, and I'm always playing with these, connecting the dots, so to speak, you know. It's how Griffiths was able to, in a certain sense, push a lot of emotional buttons around race and ethnicity. And the controversy of the original film, the way it portrayed a certain two-dimensional aspect.
And The Matrix, getting above the waterline's 90, probably 101%, just showing up and sweating on somebody. Yeah, pushing the promo pod all the way to 11. Don't kid thine self to be true.
In case you're feeling bothered, please let me assure you that I could be a friend.
Friend?
Yes, indeed. You know they are watching.
Of America's strangely hybrid multicultural culture, you know?
I know it. It does not prove that you or I are sympathetic, but the community has to live. So must you. Come, have some tea and we'll talk.
And not saying that I'm a Klansman here. far from. What I'm doing as an African-American confronting this film is thinking about the layers of encoded stereotypes that, and you gotta remember, he's the quote-unquote the man who invented Hollywood. And that's something that he's been notorious for most of the last century.
How many lumps?
No lumps.
You don't take sugar? Good. That shows discipline for a start. Of course, I knew it anyway.
What's that?
From your records. We have everything. Gave up sugar 4 years and 3 months ago on medical advice. That shows you're afraid.
What?
You're afraid of death.
You're afraid of nothing.
You're afraid of yourself.
Thinking of, like, remixing things in general implies, again, what Elvis was talking about earlier was...
I was dreaming. And in my dream... I was dreaming. I was wishing. And in my dream... language. I was wishing I had another language.
You want to be Atticus Finch. Oh, that makes me feel so good.
I like him.
Why?
Well, he's honest.
Yeah.
He stands up for the right thing.
Yeah.
And he's a good father.
He...
You are aware of that. Good, you are honest. That is of use here. Honesty attracts confidence. And confidences are the core of our business. See how honest I am being with you. This is merely the truth test.
All by himself.
Did what all by himself?
Raised his kids.
He didn't raise them by himself.
Excuse me, who was the woman that came to their house every day?
Calpurnia.
Calpurnia.
And what about Boo?
What about Boo?
Don't you feel really
I think
good?
That Boo Radley is one of the most interesting characters in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Mom, tell me more about Livia.
She killed everybody else, or her son Tiberius could inherit the throne. Just like Nixon.
It's the same story. Shakespeare, you know, like those plays we went to see at the Old Globe. Anita?
Hey, Mom.
Want something to eat?
Oh, no, thanks. I already ate.
Are you sure? I made soy cutlets.
I'm fine. I already ate.
Wait. You've been kissing.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have. I can tell.
You can't tell.
Not only can I tell, I know who it is. It's Daryl. What you got under your coat?
It's unfair that we can't listen to our music.
It's because it is about drugs and promiscuous sex.
Simon and Garfunkel is poetry.
Yes, it's poetry. It is the poetry of drugs and promiscuous sex. Honey, they're on pot.
First it was butter, then it was sugar and white flour, bacon, eggs, bologna, rock and roll, motorcycles. Then it was celebrating Christmas on a day in September when you knew it wouldn't be commercialized. What else are you gonna ban?
Rebel against knowledge. I'm trying to give you the cliff notes on how to live life in this world.
We're like nobody else I know.
And there's no need to be alarmed. Why did you wish to run for electoral office? Why did you wish to run for electoral office? That is a lie. But won't be held against you. Everything you think here is in the strictest confidence. That's better. Why did you run for office? Come, come. You thought that if you won and took over our village, that you would be able to control an organized breakout. Correct?
I'm a college professor. Why can't I teach my young kids?
Good. Wasn't it? You're not being honest. You are on the side of the people, aren't you? You mustn't think only of yourself. You have a responsibility.
seeing you.
And you.
You're doing so well. Now you're being simply foolish. Couldn't get you anywhere, you know? Go back before it's too late. Go back before it's too late.
Culture and saying, you know, that was one perspective, this is another. And it's the fun part about it is it says there's a lot of different versions, and I think we're gonna have to get used to that as the 21st century kicks.
We could wrap black and yellow tongues, we could wrap white lips and yellow tongues around my white lips and kiss. I was all night long, and in my dream, I was talking to you. And in my dream, thank I was you. Talking to you. With the language we spoke. Thank you. The reason the language we spoke moved to sound. The reason our lips thank moved you. To sound.
You go, maybe you even got a cup of tea. Well, this was quite different from what people had anticipated. The result was that informing seemed like kind of a harmless thing to do, and a great many people did it. After all, there were tangible rewards involved. Money, small amounts of money, or cigarettes, ready-made cigarettes, which are pretty precious commodities in prison, or even candy sometimes was the reward. Nothing very vicious, nothing very important. Little, tangible, materialistic rewards. Well, the informing system, with this encouragement, grew to such an extent that we can identify one American informer in every group of about 10 American prisoners. And probably there were more than that. If you stop to consider for a moment what would happen to you in this situation, you'd see that exactly what happened to the prisoner. The man didn't know quite who he could trust. And so he backed off a little bit from everybody. He withdrew. He began to retreat into the world's finest solitary confinement cell, one that's created in his own mind and his own feelings. It's really much more effective, you see, than trying to build solitary confinement cells out of steel and concrete and then trying to staff them with all the people necessary. You just can't do that. No country on earth, during no war in history, could build that many solitary confinement cells. So the communists set out, even among their own people, to do exactly this, but to do it psychologically. In connection with this whole informing kind of atmosphere, they use a process called self-criticism. Well, everybody who's been to church can remember the preacher or the priest or somebody getting up and exhorting you to look into your own behavior occasionally, to stop and reflect on those things you've left undone that you ought to have done, and the things you've done that you ought not to have done, and we all measure up to that. And so the communists simply ask the soldiers to do exactly the same thing. But as you recognize, the communist is a collective society, and so even this is collectivized. You do it sort of publicly. You do it in a group, a meeting. of 10 or 12 people.
Ew, ew, more nails, more pump at the back of the tongue. The gloom June moon makes fools loony. Soft, the gloomy June moon makes fools loony. And harsher, more nails, more tongue pump, the gloomy June moon makes fools loony. The same basic change takes place on the long E.
I guess I could just pee right here. I don't feel bad. Hi, everybody. A huge, huge surprise. Thank you. I work with 8 amazing actors every week, and we all love them. 35, 40 million Americans love them, too, and I'm very proud of all of them. They're all here tonight. An amazing group of writers and producers who take care of us and write amazing stories, and Warner Brothers, who gives us a home, NBC, who gives us lots of money, and most importantly, my wife and my children, who give me all the inspiration you could ever dream of, and George is smiling. I like that. Congratulations to everyone and to the cast. Full Monty, it's amazing. Thank you so much. Helen, I love you. Titanic, whatever, you know. We love you guys. Thank you. Thanks from everyone at ER. Thanks for watching. We appreciate it.
Just look for the special Get 'Em Together ad.
Third chakra, not enough to let you get down, you know.
And in this meeting, you criticize and expose for the others your own poor attitudes, your own misbehavior, and so on.
Coming home. Finally touched down to touch. Signal from the north. Someone to watch the proverbial TV with, as it were. As I've crossed the clubhouse turn and building that portfolio right now. So far, it's intuitively in sync and not too damaging. It's a matter of numbers.
Crispin, surgery on Mr. Humphreys is truly remarkable, but why an elephant?
Well, that was just a stroke of luck, really. An elephant's trunk became available after a road accident, and Mr. Humphreys happened to be walking past the hospital at the time.
And what was Mr. Humphreys' reaction to the transplant of the elephant's organs?
Surprise, at first. Then later, shock, and deep anger and resentment. But his family were marvellous. They helped pull him through.
How long was he in hospital?
Well, he spent the first 3 weeks in our intensive care unit, and then 8 weeks in the zoo.
I see. Is Mr. Humphreys now able to lead a fairly normal life?
No. Oh, no, no. No, he still has to wash himself in a rather special way. He can only eat buns, and he's not allowed on public transport. But I feel he's a very minor problem. When you consider the very sophisticated surgery which Mr. Humphreys has undergone. I mean, each of those feet he's got now weighs more than his whole body did before the elephantoplasty.
I'll salute 9/11, raise up my hand, wipe my brow of the fatigue and the fears of men down on their knees. We've seen the executioner's swing in the peripheral and gone down for the count below water and come back for a cat's chance at another pass of redemption. I go along. Must be what everyone else is doing. Place to belong.
It's time for another edition of Dumb Crook News. Dumb Crook stories gleaned from newspapers across America and serviced to the big show. Address following.
Hit the channel bank. Jack in. Big board.
There it is.
Crosswires.
A Painesville, Ohio man arrested on a theft charge went to a court-ordered drug test before his sentencing and turned up pregnant.
Oh, man. As if the news wasn't bad enough for it.
It was obviously not his urine. In order to produce a second sample, which tested positive for cocaine. Investigators aren't sure whose urine the man gave them for the...
The military applications to which the Constitution might be put. It is my contention that...
Oh, boy.
Lex gets to sound more like a politician every day.
You know Lex Luthor, Miss Lane?
Pretty well. You don't get to be a reporter in Metropolis for long before you discover all roads lead to Lex Luthor. Or LexCorp. They're one and the same thing. How long before we land, Lieutenant?
About 3 minutes, Miss Lane. Just as soon as the landing computer processes.
What's that?
Priority communication channel. Air traffic control.
Constitution, please copy. We have a light aircraft, 0099, in your immediate vicinity with an on-call.
Checking that portfolio.
Anybody who's ever had to manage other people, whether it's as a foreman in a factory or an officer in some branch of the military, knows that while you can handle many things among people that are that have to be led in order to accomplish some kind of job or some mission, you can handle many things, but one of the things that you cannot handle many, many times is attitudes. You can't put your finger on them. I can remember any number of soldiers who've gotten into tremendous amounts of difficulty over a period of a long time, not because they ever really did anything special. They always saluted properly, they always said sir when they talked to officers, but somehow they managed to communicate that behind this, they were telling you exactly what they really thought. And there was never any question as to what that was. This is the kind of fellow who's always asking for it, and yet you can't really pin him down. Well, the communists have found the cure to that, and it's self-criticism. You talk about these attitudes in yourself. Among the American soldiers, you wouldn't think that they could foster this kind of activity. They did, however, because at first it looked like a joke. It looked kind of harmless. And so everybody took part in it because it kept the Chinese off your back, so to speak, and they left you alone. However, a very interesting and inevitable thing occurs when you begin doing this. And we see the same thing in what we call group psychiatric treatment, group psychotherapy, when we handle groups of people instead of treating patients individually. What happens is that inevitably and very rapidly you go too far. You run out of superficial things to talk about. You start talking about yourself. You start talking about things that are meaningful to you.
Now, what is it?
I think that we will take a cab.
A cab pulled up before a particularly dreary and greasy beer shop. We seated ourselves in a close and dim sort of bar parlor at a stained wooden table with one wooden leg.
Mr. Syme, if in a few moments this table begins to turn around a little, please don't put it down to the champagne. I don't wish you to do yourself an injustice.
Well, if I'm not drunk, I'm mad, but I trust I can behave like a gentleman in either situation. May I smoke?
Certainly, try one of mine.
I took the cigar and started to light it almost before I had begun. The table at which we were sitting began to revolve, first slowly and then rapidly.
You mustn't mind it. It's kind of screwed.
Why Quite so, a kind of screw. How simple that is. The next moment, we two, with our chairs and tables, shot down to the floor as if the earth had swallowed us. Gregory led me down a low vaulted passage, at the end of which was a heavy iron door.
Who is it?
Mr. Joseph Chamberlain.
It was obviously some kind of passport. We stepped into a queer steel chamber whose walls were hung with dubious and dreadful shapes, things that looked like the bulbs of iron plants or the eggs of iron birds. They were bombs.
And now, my dear Mr. Syme, now we are quite cozy, so let us talk properly. You said you were quite certain I was not a serious anarchist. Does this place strike you as being serious?
It does seem to have a moral under all of its gaiety, but tell me, that heavy iron door, you cannot pass it without submitting to the humiliation of calling yourself Mr. Chamberlain. You surround yourself with steel instruments which make the place, if I may say so.
I guess I have to say that I wish you could write this for me to express what it means to work with somebody who is so dedicated to the process. Just purely, purely, purely.
Government evicted. Simulation. That's my favorite
line. The future can't wait. Government. There's no place to hide. No. Come on aboard.
Is there anything you want to tell me? Huh? No? Fine.
Whose ride is this? Is this yours? This must be your fucking car, Darnell, huh, Big D? Is this your fucking car? Is this yours? Give me the keys. Fuck, this
Why
is next.
No key.
Okay. What is this, man? Take this in.
You gonna fuck around with me?
No.
Huh?
No!
Fuck!
Huh?
Are you doing that?
No!
Stay right, man!
gonna get the confessions on tape. Then we call it in.
Take your life.
They're going to consider that a violation of his probation.
They do consider this a violation of his probation.
Further and further is that there's going to be multiple of everything. Not just one cell phone, but like 500 you can choose from. Not just, five different versions of your TV, but you go into the store and there's 20 zillion versions of anything you can possibly imagine. It's overload, but picking and choosing from it is the fun part at the moment.
process. It's just a staggering, rare thing, and you've made me a better actor, really, forever.
Right himself, and lower me the remaining 150 feet.
He'd make himself reasonably secure, and I'd downclimb to join him, and we'd repeat the process again.
Simon was trying to lower me fast, and it meant that my foot kept jabbing in and jabbing in and bending the knee. I can remember feeling angry with him because he was hurting me, and I was thinking, you know, do it slower. And I also knew that he had to do it as fast. You know, he hadn't got a choice. And he was very grim-faced. I remember looking at him, you know, wondering if he was pissed off with the whole thing.
I couldn't take too much notice, unfortunately, of these cries of pain because we'd got to go down.
We would dig these holes from the sitting in the powder snow, and they would last about the length of the time it took to lower me. In effect, they were crumbling around him. And he was lowering me on a 9mm or 8.8mm rope, that's it, with hands that were frozen. What he did was quite extraordinary. I mean, I've never heard of any single-handed mountain rescue like that. And then, of course, things just went from bad to worse. We're now lowering in a full storm. I don't know what the wind chill factor was, but it would be like minus 80 or something like that. I'd lost a pint and a half of blood into my leg. I was in shock and severely dehydrated. It was a point where we should have dug a snow cave and taken shelter, got in our sleeping bags and made a hot brew and rehydrated. We couldn't because we'd run out of gas. And we just lost control at this point because we couldn't dig a snow cave and risk getting trapped by a storm that didn't break.
It goes on. Natural order of things abhors the lack of programming. It's an established business plan. A lot of short-lived failed ideas that can exist in their own little mini matrix business plan cash flow. Satellite radio. For a short while, satellite telephone. As long as there's a lack of loneliness at the top, there can be various mini high-end money models. Got the ticky, get the laundry kind of thing. And of course, there's always the Gil Bates PC effect with the multiple decaying echoes and so forth. Can be added later. Layers upon layers. When in doubt, proselytize. Assume the Temple on the Mount application, new way of compressing a file and shoving it on the net. I was tired of Grand Theft Auto 4 anyhow. I just popped a big one on my chin and it dribbled all over my Cheeto mix. Child of Gil Bates's breed. Metaphysics. After all these years, Over and under. Under and over. Harry Geiserman. Still with you. It's a brand. I got at least three brands going with this. Not that it's finding its mark anywhere, but in its own artificial space, it is branded, known, memed, and jacked in, doing its loop de loop. You know, at high speed, can't see it all kind of thing, but you know it's there. Just in case, don't really need any of that. Having fun anyhow.
The community can rest assured that their interests are very much my own and that anything I can do to maintain the security of the citizens will be my primary objective. Be seeing you.
That was the lunchtime news on this election day. It looks as though it's going to be neck and neck. Stand by for our next bulletin, on the hour, every hour.
It was all starting to look up in many ways at that point, because we were virtually down. And I started this lower thinking maybe, you know, after this we will have one more and we'll be on the glacier.
And suddenly it all got hard under my elbows, like icy, and it got steeper. You know, so I'd gone down a slope, and it suddenly gets steeper. And I just was full of alarm. I was screaming at Simon to stop as loud as I could, and he just couldn't hear me.
That more weight came onto the rope, but didn't really think a lot about this. And I just thought, well, he's going over some steeper ground.
And I looked down, and I'd glimpsed that there was a big drop underneath me. I was horrified to discover what I'd gone over. And I could clearly see that there was a large crevasse directly under the cliff, about 80 feet below me. I was trying to get my axes to see if I could to reach this wall that was out there. I think as almost as I started to try and do that, I started being lowered again. And I was thinking, Christ, don't do it, because I knew that there wasn't enough rope to get me to the bottom. And if I couldn't get my weight off the rope, he couldn't disconnect the rope to get it on the other side. And I knew all this, and I was screaming again not to lower me.
So I carried on lowering him until I reached the knot, then tugged at the rope, my signal to him to take the weight off the rope. And nothing happened. And nothing continued to happen.
You are free to go! I am in command! Obey me and be free! You are free to go! You are free to go! You are free to go! Free to go!
We broke up rather hurriedly. The whole arrangements for the atrocity were left in the private hands of the Marquis and Dr. Bull. The Marquis is by this time probably crossing the channel. The only man who knows where he's going is Dr. Bull.
Confound it. We don't know where Bull is.
Yes. I know where he is.
Will you tell me?
I'll take you there.
What?
And I lost my head and had something like an apocalypse. And afterwards, she wasn't pure like a lily anymore. And she said, oh my God, now how will we make the unicorn come? And
by the way, I asked, what were you doing there? Oh, he said, I'm a sex fiend. I go every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Do you want to come with me next week? I ought to, I said, but I like to sleep late in the morning. I heard somebody say spunky old guy. You know, don't you think that's a little odd, worn expression? Not old guy, but the other part, funky. We ought to drop that funky, you know, like groovy, you know. God, I'm getting nasty now. I had a couple beers. I'm trying to, God. I'll be ridiculous before this thing is over. You really like... Am I getting ridiculous? Okay. Not yet. I'm working on it. All right. This is not a prop. It's a necessity.
Everything we had to say, thank you, was everything we had to say to Neil. And everything we needed and hold to and Neil. Heal and love and hold in my dream. And heal our new language in my dream. And sharp, our new language and brilliant, was hot and blue and sharp and brilliant and blue, cloudless, clear blue. Thank you. Cloudless was the language we spoke. Thank you. And when the sun spoke, we held our hands. And when the sun to our mouths, we held our hands on to our mouths, filling our meals on prayer. Such a meal. Bless you. Was the language we heard.
On Mountain Radio also. Late at night every day, front mountain stream, along with the Funk Brothers, bringing that funk. More of the head tripping kind, not so much the nigga kind. Just a nice relief. I mean, affirmative media action enough already. We have the religious right funded by the cash machine on the one hand, stroking that monkey, and on the other hand, we got a lot of black media and big, big boxer shorts, like big diapers draped all over the freaking thing. Pumping that orangutan stick on the other hand. It's enough to make modern man with pods and adapters.
Hello. To gain
adapters
access,
and wires and jacks and...
You must enter your passcode. Thank you.
Hubs and wireless relay step-down jacks and portable versions of same. And it could be downright fatiguing these days.
Southern perimeter, alert.
Downright fatiguing.
Will you never learn? This is only the beginning. We have many ways and means, but we don't wish to damage you permanently. Are you ready to talk?
Hubs and jacks. Adapters and plugs. Hard plastic. the cases. Battery chargers. Wireless remotes.
How the soul gets in the body in the first place. If the origin of the soul is apart from bodies, and its destiny is to escape from bodies, then it must be a mistake that the soul is in the body. Or something went wrong somewhere. Right? It's not natural, not quite right for souls to be in bodies. What happened? Well, what happened is a kind of fall. This is another of these religious notions which originates in Platonism. The soul, to speak metaphorically and partly mythologically, the soul fell from this heavenly state of contemplation into bodies. How did that happen? Well, the story Plato tells is that the soul, or the rational part of the soul, was trying to control the urges of the lower part of the soul, like a charioteer trying to control some unruly horses. And some souls had good horses and was able to control these horses rather easily, but some souls had unruly horses, horses that maybe were attracted to these lower things, these bodily desires and so on. At any rate, the soul had a hard time keeping control. The soul had a hard time staying disciplined. The soul got tired of trying to stay in control. The rational soul, the soul that should be in control. It got tired, got undisciplined, and tumbled. The soul and those two horses, which are together, are the three parts of the soul in Plato, all tumbled and ended up, by a law of necessity, inhabiting bodies.
To sign up for tomorrow's lesson, please leave your name and number after the beep. Sayonara!
I was no longer able to stay up in that heavenly realm. So our existence in bodies is the result of a misfortune, something going wrong. And that means that our return is a correction of that something going wrong. That ascent in the something going wrong, and ended up, by a law of necessity, inhabiting bodies.
Just then, I heard a voice from heaven said that the unicorn, qui tollis picata mundis, was me. And I started jumping around the bushes and crying, hip, hee, frul, frul, because I was happier than a real unicorn, because I had put my horn in the Virgin's lap. This was why St. Bartolino had called me son, etc., but then he forgave me, and I caught sight of him other times, but only if there is plenty of fog, or if it isn't bright, like to scorch everything.
And you've already got this ability in your ear. I have to emphasize this at the beginning. It's not...
And there is no God. None, not one, never was, no God.
You are the motherfucking Antichrist!
I wish God were alive to see this.
You shouldn't bury me. I'm not dead.
Jesus H. Christ!
important. If you're using animals to find a cure for cancer, that's different, especially since animals need a cure for cancer too. But that's not what they were doing in Arizona. I spent 1 year in the psych department studying experimental psychology, and I thought, I don't want to do this. Even if the experiments had been fun for the animals, I still didn't see the point. My question was, what are you learning from this? Dr. Skinner wrote a lot about schedules of reinforcement, which is how often and how consistently the animal receives a reward for a particular behavior. And they were running every different schedule of reinforcement they could think of. Variable reinforcement, intermittent reinforcement, delayed reinforcement, you name it, they were running it. It was totally artificial. What animals do in labs is nothing like what they do in the wild. So what are you actually learning when you do these?
Choice and ability that used to emerge from fixing what wasn't right is diminishing as the past relinquishes and the future increases its hold. And therefore the key to a new world, a key to coming home, a key to allowing the destination that is nowhere and everywhere to start being anywhere in your reality now, can be found within this new kind of willingness, choice, and ability. Secondly, the keys can be found in expanding your chakra centers from 7 to the 12 and from the obvious level to the 12 levels within each, can be found in expanding your senses from the 5 with which you are familiar to the common senses of imagination and balance and to the unfamiliar senses. That as you expand these senses beyond what the consensus allows you.
Now approaching.
Told is available to you. So you can find the keys for in those senses. Like Magellan ships, you cannot see coming home. You cannot see the new world. Unless you develop beyond the familiar into the common and the unfamiliar senses of self. Beyond the 7 chakras that monitor and mark and measure, to the many chakras with their levels. Herein you'll find the key. The key is found in a higher octave of desire, in a higher octave of need, in a higher octave of revelation. It is also found, sixthly, it is found in using your expanded senses to gain a greater acuity, a greater sharpness of awareness, understanding, and meaning. To become the God beings that you truly are. It is interesting to note that the ancients, when they drew upon the cave walls, or when they put together their books, handwritten, depicted their gods and goddesses as half human and half animal. Now, admittedly, there were some who played around with certain genetic engineering to try to create such creatures, but in fact, the ancients depicted their gods and goddesses as half animal and half human. Not because they literally were, not because they literally were. This was a metaphor. This was a metaphor of meaning, a bridge of meaning to understand the nature of the gods themselves. For the gods were very human, yes, but they had an acuity of understanding. They had an acuity of awareness. They had acuity in knowing. And therefore the gods could see like a hawk. What an eagle. They had the senses, the hearing, and the sense of smell of a lion or of a tiger or of some other feline. They had the sense of determination of a bull and therefore, as metaphor, the ancient gods and goddesses were so depicted. For you, among the animals, often have less acuity. And therefore, to gain that sharpness of sight that goes beyond what you can see. That sense of hearing beyond what is audible. Sense of smell beyond that which is a few feet about you. To have the senses of an animal and yet be human, becoming the God beings. With an acuity, and it is through this, not just expounding those senses as we've said, but using those senses once expounded to gain greater awareness, understanding, and meaning. Meaning, therein lies the key. And it lies in, seventhly, complexity. Differentiating from the whole. And then integrating that uniqueness, that diversity, that individuality, that identity, integrating it back into the whole. We're going to talk of it much more over the weekend because it is such a key, such an incredible key. But what is so is this, that when an organism is placed in or steps into a flow of complexity, it can lift or be lifted to a higher order of creativity.
Well, this is Shirley Cute Liquor. How you doing this morning? Well, honey, I ended up at the wrong place last night. Lord, I must have told that cab driver something wrong, because I ended up in a bar just full of women. Big, muscular women. Oh, Lord, what they call them? Boodoggers. I'm talking about big, no lipstick wearing boodoggers. Big old hairy leg boodoggles. It just, and some of them had a jewelry on, but not many of them. And there, one of them had no hair. Both of them was bald headed, sitting up there looking like Angela Davis. His real radical big old boodoggle. One of them was sitting up there reading poetry. Talking about her anxiety, and the world was all on her nerves. I hollered out, I know that's right, honey. I said, have you applied for the check yet? If it's going to be misery, you might as well get paid for it. And they thought that was something, because all them old bulldoggers surround me, and they said, preach on, woman. I guess I wasn't looking very good, and I just went to Holland, and one of them bought me a Budweiser, another one bought me a Schlitz malt liquor, and this one handed me a Miller Lite. Before I know it, it was lights out. Lights out. I don't know. Nothing happened after that. I had a black spot. But them bulldoggers got me home safe and everything, so praise God for them. Well, all right then, you tell your mama, I said, how's she doing?
I thought did top out, I got out, I thought, I think, I projected. I ain't thinking and projecting anymore, I'm following the systems. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, well, I trade the value line. The value line is short in my work. If it goes long Monday, I'm long, and I'm not going to forecast. My general scenario is it'll come down to March and then have a rally up, but who cares? Because when I make those forecasts...
The story is told using physical symbols, and the information is thus translated so that our normal waking consciousness can absorb it. Let's listen now to Seth as he describes the dream state.
Because your ego got in the way.
Good evening.
I don't care what it does. If it fluctuates, I'll be there. Excuse me. I would like to thank all of you very much for being here, and more than for being here, for the fact that for years you've followed Jake and I around the country, been our friends, broken bread with us, subscribed to our market letters. Hopefully, in some very small way today, we're able to pay you back for that.
Tune into your dreaming, Red.
all the time. You are awake, whether or not you are dream, and you are dream, whether or not you are awake. The reality that seem so simply are one. It is only because you focus upon what you think of as a waking reality now that the other seems to be something else. As you listen to it, you are dreaming with other portions of yourself of which you are not in your presence aware. But even as you listen to me, if you know how to do it, you can tune into the portions of yourself that are dreaming and follow whatever image or thought or feeling that comes into your mind in your terms backward into the world of dreams. And that world of dreams, for example, this stimulus, it is aware in its own fashion of your world, and your world operates upon it as it operates upon you. Now remember something else. When I speak of dreaming, I am not speaking of something that is less real or vital than the reality that you know. So when I say to you are dreaming when you think you are awake, I am not inferring that one is a more valid reality than the other. I am saying that when you are consciously concentrating in the manner that you understand, that you are also doing dream work, that you are also involved on other levels of consciousness besides the one that you know. They can indeed. I want you each to understand the differentiation of it. As you listen to me now, other portions of your consciousness are involved in vital dream activity. From this side of consciousness, you think of that side as dream activity. From that side of consciousness, you think of this as dream activity. You can learn to bring the two together and to clear your focus and yet broaden. There are methods that will help you, and you will be given them.
More creativity, not just more or better creative, but an entire different order of creativity. When an organism is placed or steps into a flow of complexity, it can lift and be lifted to a higher order of creativity. It can be lifted to a higher order of reality. When you step into or are placed in a flow of complexity, you can lift or be lifted to a higher order of humanness. We are talking about evolution. The keys to coming home can be found in a new kind of willingness, joyous, and ability. They can be found in the expanded senses, familiar, common, and unfamiliar. They can be found in a higher octave of desire, a higher octave of need, a higher octave of revelation of the secrets They can be found, these keys, within using those expanded senses for greater awareness, understanding, and knowing, and in complexity. Stepping into that flow where you bring your individuality, you bring your uniqueness, you bring your distinctive identity.
Earlier that night, a student had posed a question to Seth which he declined to answer. Seth's whole thrust as a teacher was to encourage us to trust ourselves and our own inner knowledge, as opposed to looking to him to answer all of our questions.
And the poor, and how, the mainstream hip-hop is more about empowering great big rims on your car and trips and all that stuff. And I just, it seems like you're a good representation of the better of the two, and I'd like to hear a couple words about that.
Well, hey, man, thanks for checking the vibe. I mean, I definitely am intrigued with a lot of the issues around the underground. I mean, some of my favorite acts these days are people like Anti-Pop Consortium, Saul Williams, Sarah Jones. There's a new interesting artist out of London named Mia M.I.A. She's from Sri Lanka. Her, she rhymes with kind of sort of Indian and also like English style.
Not losing it in the oneness.
So, that's the best I can do.
No self-doubt. I have no self-consideration. I never evaluate or assess myself. I never talk to myself. I just... are led blind by your own negative ego and your absolute arrogance. That's what you do.
Again, it's testing. Most all the stuff I talk about is research, and we know what I tell you about is because we've researched it and tested it.
Asian hip-hop. And there's the whole, like, Basement Bhangra and, like, South Asian Indian scene, which is doing some great hip-hop as well out of...
I need your name and address. Ordell Robbie. ORDELLROBBIE. 1436 Florence Boulevard, Compton. 90222.
Is that a house or an apartment?
That's a house.
We are so old.
Yeah. I thought if a man lived forever, he'd grow wiser. But that isn't true, is it?
You just go on living, that's all.
So, the evils pass, and the evils yet to come. I now choose to escape.
He has passed into... what was?
For the world is hollow, and I touch the sky.
Last stop on a long journey, as yet another human being returns to the vast nothingness that is the beginning, and into the dust that is always the end.
It's a twister! It's a twister!
Dorothy! Dorothy! Where are you? It's me! At the end!
We're trying to find you.
Tampa Bay, maybe over the top, the one issue that they needed to some extent was wide receiver. They got what they wanted, and now they move from being just an NFC championship participant to really maybe the favorite.
Poseidon was easier than most. He calls himself a god, but he fell beneath my fingers with more shaking than any mortal. He wept when my robe fell from my shoulders. I made him bend his back for me, listen to his screams break like waves. We defiled that temple the way it should be defiled, squirming and bucking our way from corner to corner, you know? The bitch goddess probably got a real kick out of that. I'm sure I'll be hearing from her. She'll give me nightmares for a week or so, that I can handle. Or she'll turn the water in my well into blood. I'll scream when I see it, and that will be that. Maybe my first child will be born with the head of a fish. I'm not even sure it was worth it. Poseidon pounding away at me like a madman, losing his immortal mind because of the way my copper skin swells in moonlight. Now my arms smoke and itch. Hard scales are rising on my wrists like armor. Come on, Athena. He was just another lay and not a particularly good one at that, even though he can spit steam from his fingers. I won't touch him again. Promise. And we didn't mean to drop to our knees in your temple, but our bodies were so hot and misaligned. It's not every day a gal gets to sample a god, you know that. Why are you being so rough on me? I feel my eyes twisting, the lids crusting over and boiling, the pupils glowing like red coals. Athena, woman to woman, could you have resisted him? Would you have been able to wait for the proper place, the right moment, to jump those immortal bones? Now my feet are tangled with hair. My ears are gone. My back is curving and my lips have grown numb. My garden boy just shattered at my feet. Damn, take away my father's gold. Send me away to live with lepers. Give me a pimple or two. But my face, to have men never again be able to gaze at my face, growing stupid in anticipation of that first touch. How can any woman live like that? How can I watch their warm bodies turn to rock when their only sin was desiring me? They just want to see me sweat. They just want to touch my face and run their fingers through my hair. Is it moving?
Right. I mean, the corporate style of, you know, huge volume stuff is, but you know what? I mean, there's room for it all. I mean, I really think that what happens now is that the underground versus overground, if you look at Eminem's Mosh video where he was doing this sort of political rhyme, I think that was one of the best album tracks on his album, not because it was him rhyming about how he's angry at his mom or anything, but the fact that he was making, you know, some connections between the political process and thinking about, again, hip hop as a transformative power, but he had a big impact with that, and that's good. But look at Saul Williams, for example. He did a great project called Not in Our Name, which I helped produce, and he read a series of poems at the anti-war rally in Central Park right before the invasion of Iraq. And I think we really do need to see a lot more, again, alternative perspectives. And no other genre has quite as much a commercial orientation as hip-hop. It's like, not only is there no prohibition against quote-unquote selling out, in fact, it's like, look, why aren't you selling out? You know, and it's kind of a paradox, because you're only as good as your last million double platinum album or something, and if you're not selling platinum, then obviously too artsy or experimental or esoteric. I'd like to champion a lot of the more indie artsy style hip hop, but you know, every blue moon or so, I gotta admit, Snoop Dogg still rocks the joint. And
your gun and your shield on the ground now.
It's just brilliant, so it's hard to front, you know. There's only so much bass in your iPod headphones, let's put it that way. I mean, I think people really like to go and hear music loud sometime, you know.
Metaphysics still kicking around like a headshot smacking around in the cranium, vegetative style. Unless it was a 9/11 mortality, and then it was burned to a crispy crisp. Like burned toast. That you can smell even after the building, which was never really there, is no longer there. Like a shining. That brisk autumn sky, like a child's TV show or a comedy, you know, genre excuses for doing quality work. Since 9/11, the American media populi has listed the top 1,000 fears like a Letterman list for people with strange names to bring into physical VR reality, even though they have maxed out the credit cards for the budget and have to fake a lot of scenes in the editing room. Nevertheless, that show must go on, like blackface on a white man's ass on a stage. Within the ambience of theater, and of course, 99.9% of all theater sucks. Add it all up, allow for carryovers, depreciation allowance, and the new laws from the Bush crime family. Wind up getting back a refund instead of paying tax.
See the gun?
You corporate whores. We all want to be. And of course, in spiritual talk, we actually all are. We all are the bad guy. Aren't we, Al? With our own giant pile of white powder. Fucking badges.
But you're right, it's this kind of personalizing of their whole musical aesthetic, and you just put the headphones on and everybody else vanishes.
One, you got to chill. Yeah. Of course you're scared. That's what them motherfuckers get paid for. Scared the shit out of you. That's their motherfucking job.
But that's with the same case with the Walkman. But what difference, you know, the difference between the Walkman and the iPod is, of course, you make your own playlists, you make your own remixes, and songs of their whole musical aesthetic, and you just put the headphones on and everybody else vanishes. But that's with the same case with the Walkman. But
we like to pay call a lawyer.
Hey, stop that obscene gesticulation.
They're natural enemies, those lawyers.
Is there a person?
Wait, but I can't find the page.
Okay, well, listen.
Nothing's right. The Xerox machine broke.
Hinto, how do we stop Hinto from getting to Tokyo?
It's being submerged in the hot coffee that does it, Doctor.
Okay. Oh, splash. How nice and warm.
Puzzling evidence.
Tell them nice and warm.
Well, you see, the thing is, we respect all of these schisms highly. If it weren't for the schisms, there wouldn't be any church.
Southern perimeter alert.
They were coneheads without any points.
I see. Well, you might have...
Sounds like some shows we might mention, but we'd never be on. No.
I don't understand. Somebody should explain this to me.
We wouldn't admit to ourselves what we've done.
That I have also started a sacred system of sacramentality in Hayward.
I wish you hadn't done that.
And we have also plastered all of Hayward.
I think he was... This is the guy who was supposed to...
Anything I can do for you?
Yeah, these are the people that are fighting with the Fremont.
I think he got his churches mixed up.
But we do thank you for your attempts at order in this chaotic universe.
Well,
remember, you don't have to...
You put in your order, right?
Kill those people when they say kill me, okay?
We're trying to call you, and you don't seem completely at home.
We are doctors.
The lights are on, but no one's at home.
That's always been my problem.
Yes, we can barely hear you. There seems to be a lot of
show in the air here.
Well,
big thing over here.
Just lie down and relax.
Obey the rules, and we will take good care of you.
Take off those headphones. You must remove all of your clothing.
So good, doesn't it?
And send all of your bodily monetary forms to the church.
Thought you could evade the abyss, did you?
Puzzling evidence.
Wonderful, wonderful. If we should ever need a substitute for Bob, we sure know where to look.
And he won't say hi, Bob. He won't talk.
People magazine, eat your heart out.
All it does is make those noises.
Puzzling evidence.
Wonderful, wonderful. If we should ever need a substitute for Bob, we sure know where to look.
Would beat your face.
It certainly is. Bob, of course, studied 18 months longer than I.
Bob, where have you trained?
Well, I had calculus and logarithms in elementary school in Washington, USA. Then I spent 1 year in the Space Flight Center at Houston, USA. Another year in Moscow on advanced power and propulsion systems. 6 months in England at the Academy of Celestial Navigation. And then back to Houston for advanced computer technology.
I had just about the same program, except for the fuels and propulsion. The girls... just don't seem to take to the engineering courses.
So if you'll excuse me...
You can't go. Listen, how would you like to go to California? I'll drive you to California.
Seeing pink elephants all the way? No, thanks.
The girls just don't seem to take to the engineering courses.
These telememory tapes will introduce you to these two exceptional youngsters.
It's so wonderful, Stephen, to be so relaxed.
So...
Is it on?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had a couple questions.
Yeah.
In technology world, there is this thing called Moore's Law. And Moore's Law basically says that the technology and processor speed and power doubles every 18 months on average. And that law has held true ever since he first stated it, which was the early 70s or so.
Do these experiments. You're learning how animals behave in labs. Finally, people started doing things like letting a bunch of lab rats out in a courtyard and watching what they did.
Didn't speak up for our own values, for our own principles.
The judge doesn't give a fuck about that. He's ready to habitualize you. Is that what you want? You want to look at 10 years? Tomorrow I'll get you out, I promise. But that means I got to pick you up tonight. Reggie, there ain't no two ways about it. You're going to spend the night in jail.
For our own ideals, when we needed to. Too many of us bit our tongues when we heard John Kerry say again and again in the presidential debates that the U.S. was bearing 95% of the casualties in Iraq and 95% of the financial burden. In those words, he disappeared the 100,000 Iraqis who had died, according to the Lancet study, which came out during the U.S. presidential campaigns and were never mentioned, not to mention the 500,000 Iraqis who died under the sanctions. He didn't mention the $20 billion of Iraq's own oil money that was stolen by the occupation. Americans have not been the primary casualties of this war,
and
we need to say that. We need to have the courage of our conviction and of our ideals. If we say we believe that...
Not something that you have to add into your ear. All the mechanisms are already there. It's just...
and our loved ones could enjoy the quality we are practicing. Then we gradually extend that aspiration to a widening circle of relationships.
Professional in your education life. You're a doer, a goer, an achiever, and a self-starter. You gain knowledge and useful information from every situation. You listen well, and you speak with authority and conviction.
Would have got them owls out from under the porch, too, if the rain hadn't started up.
I do have a really cutting-edge website.
Yeah.
No flash on it, though.
No flash?
So for you dial-up people.
Yeah,
I got something.
It's
for
easy access.
It's easy. Yeah, it's for. Yeah, it crosses all. Whatever I'm trying to say here, that's supposed to be funny.
Yeah, it's very good. It's very good. It's perfect, Todd. So where'd you tape this thing, man?
I taped it at Pianos on the Lower East Side.
Are you guys still doing that show? I used to do a show with Dave Cross and John.
Yeah,
Benjamin.
We're doing it December 30th, actually.
Who's on that show?
I don't know.
Who he is?
Yeah, I mean, there's guests. You know, Mark, do you want to be on? I'm sure we could squeeze you.
I guess that's sort of what I was doing.
Yeah,
can I be on the show,
yeah,
man? We're going up to, you remember that show we did at Southpaw in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
That was a good show. That was Ted Leo was on that show,
right?
He's going to be on our show. We're going to be in Somerville this Friday in Massachusetts in Davis Square at the Someday Cafe. Yeah? And Ted Leo's going to be there.
And you're going to be broadcast?
Yes, we are.
Wow.
We're
doing
the whole show right there. People are going to be coming by. We got Ted Leo. We got Barney Frank, who's going to sing with Ted Leo, which is really...
Are you serious?
I don't know, no. They're just two guests on the show.
I saw Barney Frank in when I was in D.C. at he was eating alone at some restaurant. That's my Barney Frank story, which... That's a good one, huh? It's the truth.
That was compelling, man.
It was a really compelling story.
Do you do a lot of morning radio? We all do.
Yeah. I was thinking today when I did this. I did one in... There was a club in Grand Forks, North Dakota. I don't know if you ever did that club.
No, I haven't.
And you know the way any time a comedy club opens up, it's always 5 nights a week, no matter what city it is.
Yeah.
Grand Forks was a 5 night a week. But we sat there, and the guy... This is a true story, and I did radio, and...
Yeah.
There goes, hey, the first five callers can get to see Todd Barry at this club. And we sat there, and we didn't even get five calls for free tickets. And I was like embarrassed. I go, oh, guy's like, oh, it happens all the time. Maybe you should scale that number down. I mean, you control that. It's like, you control that. Why don't you go for like one pair and see if we get that? We sat there. It was just unbelievable. Cause like the left, it's like you see like one. Which second? You guys are aware these are free tickets, man. And it is Grand Forks, North Dakota.
It's like, what could they be doing?
I know. It's like, I'm not saying I'm great, but what else are you doing?
Oh, man.
What else are you doing?
Yeah, I just did radio. Actually, I was in Seattle, and I...
Majority.
Yeah, Claire, that's what's worrying me. Very bad for morale. Some of these good people don't seem to appreciate the value of free elections. They think it's a game.
Everyone votes for a dictator.
Not at all. It's just that their resistance is low. You are just the sort of candidate we need.
What happens if I run against you?
I might as well, while I'm waiting.
Delightful.
What physically happens if I win?
You're the boss.
Number one's the boss.
Walkman and the iPod is, of course, you make your own playlists, you make your own remixes of how the sequence of songs on an album goes, etc., etc. So I think that that's a definitely a jump-off point for the rest of probably the next 10 years of how people are going to think about media in general, whether it's TiVo that lets you edit out TV commercials and so you can just watch the show, you know, stuff mm-hmm. like that. Is the picking
which will be on your iPod, so you can sit on the subway and watch that show.
They have visual iPods coming out. Yeah, you know, so it's
to work on a project like this.
Well, yeah, I mean, the good part about Birth of a Nation is that it's made in 1915, so it's just out of the control mechanisms of copyright control law. So I'm going to release elements of it online. In fact, I already have some on my website at djspooky.com that allow people to make their own versions of the film. And, copyright law as it stands now is pretty intense about almost anything that you could possibly sample.
I don't know what that spooky man, I think he's a media pusher. Candyman. Who forgot to bring any candy. Kind of like a guy who insults you personally and doesn't actually ensconce it in a joke of some kind. It's like a guy wants to kill you, but he forgot his gun. He's left with his hand on his rod, saying, thank you, ma'am, and I'm so confused. know if I should kiss you or kill you or fuck you or slip it in sideways and pretend I forgot, pretend I remembered. Slip out of there. Go in that alley by myself, trusting a friend from 8 years ago.
Tio Matte has dropped by to give him a folklore lesson. Tio Matte rolling a cigarette. I'm going to send you a deer, Senor Abicado. The DA thinks, well, now, that's nice of him. Well, now, thank you very much, but it isn't too much trouble. Tio Matte lights the cigarette and blows out the smoke. No trouble at all, Senor Abicado. It is my pleasure.
Congratulations.
Come again.
Allow me to introduce myself. I am number 113, and this is my photographic colleague,
Smile.
Number 113B. We contribute to the local newspaper, the Tally-Ho, you know.
Right on.
This is red-hot stuff, you know. Haven't had a candidate of your caliber for ages.
Congratulations.
How are you going to handle your campaign?
No comment.
Intends to fight for freedom at all
Smile.
Costs. How about your internal policy?
No comment.
We'll tighten up on village security.
Smile!
How about your external policy?
No comment.
Our exports will operate in every corner of the globe. How do you feel about life and death?
Mind your own business.
No comment.
Gilmore, this is Max Cherry. This is Reggie's... That's right, his bail bondsman. Look, Reggie is in big trouble. Now, I want to pick him up, and I want you to be responsible for him before I... Sit down. Yeah, I'd like you to make sure that he's there when I get there. And look, this is second chance for him. They don't get... that's correct. All right, so I'm counting on you to help me help your son. Thank you very much. Put him back on the line, please. All right, Reggie, we're clear on this. You got it? Good. Do yourself a really big favor and be there when I get there. How can I help you?
Where can I put my ash?
Use that cup there if you like.
Oh, and I need me a bond for $10,000. Who's that big Mandingo-looking nigga you got up there on that picture with you?
That's Winston. He works here.
Damn. He's a big one, ain't he? Y'all tight?
Yeah.
But you was boss, though, right?
Yeah.
Bet it was your idea to take that picture, too, wasn't it?
All right. You want a $10,000 bond? What have you got to put up for collateral?
Gonna have to use cash.
If you have cash, what do you need me for?
Come on, man. You know how they do. Black man show up with 10,000 cash. First thing they want to know is where I got it. Then they going to want to keep a big chunk of it. Start talking that court call shit. Fuck that noise, Jack. I go through you.
Cost you $1,000 for the bond.
I can do that.
Who's it for? Relative?
Fella named Beaumont. They got him down in county. Started out drunk driving, but they wrote it up as possession of a concealed weapon. Dumb monkey ass had a pistol on him.
$10,000 sounds high.
A-Run, his name got a hit. He been inside. Plus, he from Kentucky, and I think they kind of prejudice against brothers from down south out here.
If he runs and I have to go to Kentucky to bring him back, you pay the expenses.
You think you can do that?
Done it. What's his full name?
Beaumont, that's all I know.
Would you say that Beaumont is his first or his last name?
If I had to guess, I'd say Beaumont's his Christian name.
Records office. Hello, this is Max Cherry, Cherry Bail Bonds. Who's this, please?
Hotel.
Hi, Vic. I need you to look
away in the car.
All right, man, cool.
Rough arrest.
We're almost done here, right?
Get there.
Yo, yo.
I need you to look up.
You check out some music while you're sitting in the car. Take the key.
Which one's for the car?
This one right here. Use that little black thing there to turn off the alarm and unlock the door.
What do I do?
You ain't got to do nothing, man. Just point it at the car, push the button, you hear a little ooh, ooh, ooh. That'll mean the door's unlocked and the alarm's off. Get in.
Okay.
Play the volume loud as you want to, but don't touch my levels now. I got them set just like I like them.
Okay.